my very special guests, Rob Menard from Canada and Peter Ross Valentine from New Zealand, both members of the World Freeman Society. And is the website freemansociety.org?
Worldfreemansociety.org.
And you actually, I also want to make sure that this show is a platform for people to perhaps raise money. If there are listeners out there who really support Rob and the work that he's doing, or any of the other guests that comes on the show, all the people in various movements need financial support, because they can be a heck of a lot more effective at what they're doing, exposing scumbaggery, freeing people from the chains of slovenly scum like David Rockefeller and Barack Obama and goodness knows what other police state measures are going down. They do it a heck of a lot faster, more effectively, and it looks way cooler if there is a little bit of support from the people who watch the videos and listen to the radio shows and stuff like that. You know, get involved, because imagine this, you will now be responsible in part for the works of that activist continuing, and that's a great feeling.
I agree wholeheartedly. You know, I mean, I don't charge, we don't charge money for the information. We put it out there, and then we make it also available on our websites in order to support after you've received the information, if you want us to print it up and whatnot. And I am engaging in, looking at engaging in an action in court, which does require some funds, and my computer just died. So if there's anyone out there who cares about me having my Mac die on me, I'm looking to get that refurbished, and we are set up to funnel some revenue to me for that purpose and for the action. And the other thing I'd like to point out is the action I'm looking at doing, what really rang my bell and woke me up that the need to act, the time to act is now, was the announcement that Harper is allowing U.S. cops across the border into Canada if they're in hot pursuit of a fugitive. And although they're claiming right now that it's for people coming as smugglers and criminals and whatnot, that's what they would have to do if they intended martial law and they wanted to shut down your country. They would have to shut off your lines of escape, and that's what they're preemptively doing, I think. And it is simply an affront against our sovereignty, which is unacceptable. And what I'm looking for, we've got an email for it. It's no U.S. cops in Canada is why we chose this, but it's NUSCIC@gmail.com. And what we're looking for are letters from people across Canada in support of our action, and donations through PayPal at that account as well, if possible. And what we're looking to do is go into court and get an injunction barring them from doing that. And then we're seeking a judicial determination on whether or not, it's a very simple question, are the police bound by the Criminal Code of Canada or are they above the law? And we want the court to recognize that they are in fact bound by the Criminal Code of Canada. And then if once they rule in our favor, then we have one course of action available to us. If they fail to rule in our favor, we have a different course of action available to us. But I'm looking to do something along that lines. The money that, if excess money is raised, I mean, I'd love to have 10,000 people across Canada and across the U.S. all write in and sign in and say, no, we're against this on both sides. This is against the public interest. It is against our will. And also, I mean, anyone can just sign a petition. It has very little force in court, an email. But once you start throwing, you know, $10 each, then I have the funds necessary to maybe hire some of the more brilliant minds out there, some good lawyers who understand the danger that this poses to Canada and really put a stop to it. The excess money would be used for the Canadian Common Corps of Peace Officers, where individual citizens and individual freemen hire each other under contract to preserve and maintain the public peace. They are then granted the protection and status of a peace officer. It's being recognized now by the police officers and by the courts, and it gives us a position where we can now deal with rogue police officers, empower them to say no to unlawful actions. And I see this issue about the U.S. cops crossing the border I think it's the kind of thing which should join and group together the police, the freemen, the citizens, the native groups. We should all join together on this and say no, because it's not to anyone's benefit. The argument saying that they need it is completely specious. You can't claim that you have to have the power to cross the border and arrest the people in Canada because our cops are incapable of doing it. I mean, for the police to support that position is for them to admit incompetency and being incapable of using a radio, for Pete's sake. I mean, Marconi fixed that problem 100 years ago. And we don't need them crossing the border to effect arrests. If the problem is so big that that is even contemplated, then it's big enough to justify a larger budget for the police, give them the tools and the equipment and the radios they need to intercept these people and be there when they cross the border. There's no reason for it. The only reason I can see is the desire to set up a police state and shut down a lines of escape. And Canada has historically been a place for people running from the policies of the U.S. to escape to. My great-grandfather helped build a tunnel under the Detroit River to allow slaves to escape. And if they are planning, which seems likely, some sort of martial law, some sort of breakdown of the financial system leading to martial law, you're going to have a lot of people seeking escape, and they are looking for the right to cross the borders and come and get them. And it just can't be allowed.